1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, hello. Happy, beautiful Wednesday in North Idaho. Thank you for tuning in to North Idaho Radio. You are listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy, and I am super excited to have my guest in studio today with me. I have Dr. Christina Rust, and she is actually a childhood friend. Both of us, we were actually just talking on air a moment ago about how we grew up here together. And so for those of you who are not locals and just moving in and enjoying and appreciating our beautiful area, this is a couple of local ladies who have grown up and are back doing their part to make Sandpoint, keep Sandpoint as magical as it has always been to us. So welcome, Tina, and thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you, Lindy. It's very nice to be here with you.
Isn't it funny? Like, yeah, we ski race together. We've seen Sandpoint change. So of course we have the bittersweet.
That is a little bit true. We always longed for it to grow and blossom and have more people and more excitement. And now it's here, and it's a little scary, but I think we'll transition through it very nicely.
Yeah, and it supports you know, the next generations, which is fun for us. It's been a beautiful to have new people in town with different perspectives. And honestly, that's a great segue into what you've done. We both raised our kids here, and then Tina kind of had a little, I don't want to call it a midlife crisis, but she went back.
Oh, no, it definitely was.
It was. Okay, we're getting real here. Yeah, Tina and I have certainly been through the ringer. We actually co-parented our kids together. We were both single moms, and we enjoyed the journey together. We helped each other out, and it's been really fun. She's gone back to work, and now as a functional medicine doctor. So tell us a little bit about that journey and going back and midlife and what prompted
absolutely.
All of this.
So I actually started my educational career way back in the, in the 1990s as a physical therapist. I got a doctorate in physical therapy and practiced for a good 23 years. I had a practice here in town for a number of those years called Cornerstone, and then transitioned that practice over to the current owner. My kids had all grown. They were off on their own. And instead of retiring or doing something fun as a midlife crisis, I decided to go back to school. So I went back to the University of Washington and got my master's degree as a physician assistant.
Okay, and so you got the PA.
Yeah, I got the PA. I could have gone back and gotten my doctorate, but honestly, that would have taken me about 12 more years. And so I wanted to move a little bit quicker than that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, it was kind of a perfect time because you started just in Spokane, kind of regionally, right? That was an easy transition from, you know, again, the kids kind of get out of the nest. It was a great time to go.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly. We did a couple of months up in Seattle on the main campus with the whole crew. And then they have a satellite program in Spokane that I was able to attend.
You love learning too, don't you? I mean, like
I
me,
do.
We're both seekers. Mm-hmm. We both have gotten yoga trained and enjoyed learning more about the body. But you're always in, it seems like that research is really a part of your...
Yeah, that next little bit of education always takes me to the next little bit that I want to know about, and the next
yes,
little bit. And honestly, I could probably be a full-time student if I could afford it. But
isn't it the truth?
Yeah.
Well, we're very excited. And of course, my story is, for any of you who are just tuning in, I've had MS in the body for 15 years. So I have an autoimmune that cohabitates this little wonderful vehicle that I get to run around in all day and enjoy, but it does flare, and that's what sort of changed my world and helped me do the whole recovering alpha female movement, which is just, you know, moving from this type A everything to everybody all day to more of a giving myself permission to do a little bit less and take care of yourself and prioritize your health.
And, absolutely. And that's what I do. I mean, that's what functional medicine is all about.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
So exciting to have you, because you're probably that next doctor for me, because I continue to try to keep myself healthy. Mm-hmm. And this functional medicine is all the new rage. So tell us what it is, please.
Yeah. So, it's a shift basically in treating the traditional disease. So, you know, back in the day, we used to go to our doctor. It was a very paternal approach. The doctor would diagnose you, tell you what to do. You would take the medicines, do what they said, and then move on. And it has grown to a point where doctors are now seeing like 18 to 20, sometimes more patients a day. So functional medicine was started about 15 years ago by a number of practitioners who just said, hey, wait, let's go back to root cause disease. Instead of just trying to identify and treat, let's try and figure out what is causing this huge increase in the number of people who are suffering from chronic disease in our society. And by doing that, you take a lot of time working with the patient. We get to take 45 minutes to an hour. We get to know you as a full person, even starting way back with, you know, how was your mother's pregnancy with you? Was she under a lot of stress? Were you breastfed? What was your delivery like? What were your childhood illnesses? Did you have courses of antibiotics repeatedly? How did those kind of things affect you as a person? What's your stress level? So we really look at the whole person. We take the time and we really try to get to the root cause of what's going on so that if you do have an autoimmune disease like MS, we can try and figure out what flares. Well, how can we prevent those flares and how can you live your best life?
And in that process, can you really root out, kind of ferret out the actual root cause?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah. A lot of those root causes come from three basic categories. The first one being stress. Stress plays a huge role in our overall life, right?
I'm 100% sure that's 90% of my problem with the MS. Because as I've unwound, I mean, the body does pretty darn good.
Yeah. So, you know, we cannot live without our adrenal gland, our fight or flight like hormones. Mm-hmm. And so our body will put that ahead of everything else, right? We have to survive before we need to procreate, before we need to do anything else. And so
sleep, any of that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so you get what's called.
We got to run from the bear, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We get to run from COVID.
Yeah. Or yeah. Right. Yeah. Or whatever with the fear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So your body will take every nutrient it has available and it will continue to create all of those hormones that you simply need to have to survive. And then the rest of you starts to fail. Okay. So stress plays a big role. Your gut plays a big role. What are you eating? Are you eating things that have additives and preservatives? Are we eating things that are super inflammatory? High levels of sugar are super inflammatory. I always remind people that sugar doesn't magically disappear when you eat it. It's a crystal. Even at its smallest molecular form, glucose, it remains a crystal in your blood. And so if you have high levels, that crystal accumulates and floats around in your bloodstream, and it causes massive amounts of inflammation and tears up your vessels and puts you at risk for things like type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease.
Can they eliminate? Can those crystals actually eliminate out of the blood? Or
how that works is the glucose either gets uptake into the cell and is broken down and used for cellular energy. So another reason why we promote exercise. But at a certain point, your body will just take it. Your liver will convert it and make triglycerides, which is basically three glucose put together, and that forms fat. So you're either going to use it or you're going to store it.
Okay.
Or it's going to float around in your blood and continue to create damage.
Yeah, that's interesting that it actually, as a crystal, kind of damages the inside of the vascular wall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's hearing you say that.
Really the highest risk for cardiovascular disease, even more so than high cholesterol.
Wow, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. And what was the third?
The third is environmental toxins and exposures.
Okay.
So, you know, how do high levels of molds and mildews and radon or, you know, BPA. Why do we get concerned about all of these environmental toxins and exposures? And it's because it causes cellular death. Mm-hmm. It causes cellular damage. And when that occurs, your body is always constantly trying to get rid of that debris. It's causing those cells to turn over much more rapidly so that next layer, that next cell that comes to the forefront, its increased risk for being abnormal and cancerous goes way up.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That is a really great time. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to actually dive into each one of those segments and sort of flesh out some tools that maybe you can even apply in your every day. I'm kind of hearing that, darn it, my Halloween candy binge may have just ended. Darn it. But, you know, with autoimmune, it is not healthy. It is not smart.
Yeah, it creates a lot of inflammation in the long run. A little bit is okay. Way too much. Very damaging.
All right. On that note, I hope you're having a beautiful Wednesday, and Tina and I will be right back.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
Hi, this is Lauren.
And Eve.
With Knutson Chevrolet.
Come take advantage of our large selection of pre-owned cars and trucks with rates as low as 2.49% for 72 months on a 2016 or newer model. This offer subject to lender approval.
Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and even purchase your next vehicle online using ShopClickDrive.
Not in the market for a vehicle? We want to buy your car or truck, and we are paying top dollar.
Don't forget that we are your full-service dealership with sales, service, parts, and the Knutson Abra Body Shop.
Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership that has put customer service above all else for over 82 years.
Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet.
Minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls.
Knutson Chevrolet. Hard to say, easy to save.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonner's Ferry Baptist Church. You know, we are living in an information age, and one would think with all of the information that we have, there should be less confusion. But instead, there's more confusion and more fear in our community and culture probably than there ever has been before. You know, we can be certain that this confusion does not come from God, for the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:33, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints." 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind." Psalm 119 verse 130 says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple." If you are confused today, let me encourage you to do this. Turn off all the information, open your Bible, and believe what you read. The light of God's word will lift your confusion. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at 267-3746 or find us at bfbaptist.com.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. I'm sitting with Dr. Christina Russ. My name is Lindy Lewis, and you are listening to Let Your Color Out Live, where we talk to people who are pursuing passion and purpose and trying to make a difference in the arena that they're dancing in at that moment in time. Thank you, Tina, for joining me. I call her Tina, of course, because she's my childhood friend, and still we hang out quite a bit. But I want to dive right into stress. We talked about the root causes of so much disease and chronic illness. And we talked about three ways if you're just joining us, and one of the big ones is stress. So Tina, what can you tell us about stress and why and how we can?
Yeah, so stress, like I was saying before, has a huge impact on our overall health. Number one, your body has to respond to stress. It has to respond to your fight or flight. It has to respond to you being able to survive. One of the ways that it does that is by stealing all of your nutrients to create your hormones that respond, your adrenal hormones that respond to your fight or flight situation, right? So in doing that, your body takes in cholesterol, which is not all bad, and is broken down and acted upon. And the first line is those adrenal hormones. And so if you're always under stress, your body is just literally going to steal, and then you do not get the supplements or then and the nutrients that you need to create your other hormones, such as your thyroid hormone, your sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And so when people come and see me and they're having the effects of low testosterone, they're going through having bad periods, they're going through menopause, they're
depression.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We look at stress as being one of the main causes. The other way stress affects depression is that it creates an increased permeability in your gut. And when your gut has increased permeability, all of the nutrients that you're supposed to be breaking down into their smallest components are able to get through gap junctions in the cells. And then larger things like viruses, bacteria, all those environmental toxins and exposures that we talked about that you ingest. We eat a lot of things that are not good for us, and they can get into our bloodstream. The way that our body responds to depression is by increasing, we kind of know this, serotonin, melatonin, our happy hormones in our brain and our neurotransmitter. What we don't know, and most people don't know, is that those neurotransmitters are actually more active in your immune system and in your gut response and protecting you from all those foreign invaders. And so when we have illnesses, when we have high levels of stress, the serotonin and the melatonin are getting sucked down into the gut and used to try and activate your whole immune response. And so your brain gets depleted, and therefore you feel sad. You feel depressed. You don't have...
So it actually takes it from your brain.
Yeah. Yep, it'll just deplete it because...
It's recruiting when you're under stress. It's what I'm understanding. I don't speak to the layman here, but like you're recruiting all of your resources and it's going simply to drop you into that fight or flight to like run from the bear, as I call it when
Absolutely.
I teach kids. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so it's taking that from the brain.
Yes.
What the irony with stress though that I find again, I kind of think I'm a bit of a stress expert because I teach a lot about the sympathetic nervous system, which is a little what we're talking about, the mm-hmm. run from the bear, that fight mm-hmm. or flight. But what happens is you don't know when you're under it. You know, it's a real sneaky thing. It's just like this, you know, how do you cook a frog,
mm-hmm.
you know,
and
you put it in you cook them slowly and then pretty soon you're just at boil point and your body just blows. And I don't know if you can say anything to that, but that is what I find as a, you
yeah,
know, being an alpha.
One of the ways that we actually can identify that when it's, you know, when we're not really aware of it or we're so used to being under stress that we can't even
conditioned,
identify it.
100%.
Is that you can track your own heart rate variability. So we have little devices that you can either put on your ear or you can just put your fingers, you know, on your carotid artery, on your wrist, and you can just kind of sit and map your own heart rate and see how quickly that heart rate changes. So you can say, okay, I'm at 50 beats per minute, 60 beats per minute, and it's pretty steady. And then all of a sudden I start thinking something that, you know, may cause stress and that heart rate will go up. And
it's that reactive.
It's that reactive because your vagal nerve response, the vagus nerve, the fight or flight nerve, will innervate your heart, it innervates your gut, and you will have within seconds changes in your heart rate.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I talk about, how powerful, I mean, a tool, you can do it right there listening, sitting here, is breathing, breath, pull it down into the belly,
yep.
stimulate that vagus nerve or soothe it, I guess, because you'd want, as you pull that belly breath in, mm-hmm. it totally will just soothe and kind of calm the system naturally.
That's exactly right. Yep. Breath work is one of the most powerful interventions for lowering your heart rate and therefore lowering your stress response.
Isn't that? Yeah. And it's so counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's that mind craze that we.
Yeah. When I applied to PA school, you have to write a little essay on yourself. And the title of my essay was, I Just Learned to Breathe. Mm-hmm. And I had gone through a huge amount of stress in my life. and went to Thailand for 4 weeks to do a yoga retreat. And during that time, I learned to breathe and learned to kind of be mindful of my stress and being able to identify and lower my stress when I could.
Yeah. And it's a tool we have right there, driving your car, sitting at your chair. No one needs to know. You just, and one of the things I also promote with breath work is nostril breathing, really using that. You know, that's one of the ways some of the long distance runners or those deep divers, more nostril, you know, in through the nose, out through the nose, really fill the lobes down into the belly.
Yeah. Just a way to identify, a way to control, a way to slow the breath, decrease that vagal nerve response, decrease all of the abnormal, terrible things that stress can do to your body.
And I believe that stress is one of the major culprits to me getting multiple sclerosis in the body. And it wasn't that I was like stressed out. It was good stress too. I mean, it's good stress. I talk to kids about that. I mean, you win a race. I mean, you still got to bring it back down because that's still a constant state of stress on the system.
Yeah. Yeah, we talk to people a lot even about was your mother under stress when you were born, right? Because we know, we can map that if mom's under stress, her heart rate goes up, and we monitor baby, and now baby's heart rate goes up. So kids, even before they were born, can have high stress responses, and they need to identify that to be able to fully recover and
notice.
Yep.
They just need to learn. You teach them almost to notice those moments. Mm-hmm. Just real quick, and then we're going to take a break. But I teach a restorative yoga on Sundays, and my a teacher came, and she was saying that the baby was incredibly active during restorative. Can you speak to that? I thought, you know, I have my own little theory, but I'd be real curious what you might say.
Yeah, well, when mom is able to relax, she has increased blood flow to the placenta. The baby is able to relax. And at that point, we know when we're relaxed, our muscles aren't as tense, right? And so we can kind of relax. We can move around. We can kind of get to know our environment. And so, yeah, baby kind of goes, hey, I'm going to check it out in here and I can move and I can, you know, get my body going and ready for being out in the real world.
Yeah. Outstanding. I love it. I that was kind of my theory. I just thought, you know, the mom is quiet, so the baby can use up that resource and really.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic. Again, I'm talking with Dr. Christina Russ, and I hope you're having a beautiful day. We'll be right back.
Mountain Traders in Elmira is having a grand opening and you're invited. This new buy-sell consign store is located in the old Elmira store building on Highway 95. The celebration is this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 5. There'll be raffles, refreshments, and fun surprises. Saturday at noon, they'll be unveiling their mystery mascot. Hope to see you at Mountain Traders in Elmira this weekend.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Okay, joining us today on the podcast is Stan and Roy, collectively known as the Raptors from Triple Play. Guys, here's a question. I've heard the Raptor Reef Water Park is always exactly 86 degrees. Why is this?
Well, Madeline, rigorous studies showed us that 86 degrees is the ideal temperature for fun to grow and flourish.
Oh, Stan.
So are you saying the water park would be less fun if it was 85 or 87 degrees?
I think that might possibly be exactly what I'm saying.
Could we make that not what he's saying?
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can bowl, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
At 88 degrees, fun really dissipates, and we want to avoid that.
Okay, Stan, what is that based on?
Instinct, Roy. Distinct instinct.
Oh.
Get in the game with the Ting Internet Ultimate Football Weekend Giveaway. Go to tinginternet.com/football for a chance to win $1,000 to host your ultimate football weekend. And if you're looking for a fast, reliable, and buffer-free way to watch the game, add Ting Internet to your team. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, call, video chat, upload, and more. Enter to win the Ting Internet Ultimate Football Weekend Giveaway at tinginternet.com/football. That's tinginternet.com/football.
P1FCU Champions for Change are members passionate about making our community stronger. We're asking you to be part of the change. Visit a P1FCU branch and donate to a Champion for Change nonprofit, and P1FCU will match it up to $2,500. Together, we can build a brighter tomorrow. To meet our Champions for Change, visit p1fcu.org/champions. P1FCU, it's your community, and we're your credit union.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
And we are back. I always love Black Betty. That just kind of, that's just got a fun energy to it. So welcome back to Let Your Color Out Life. My name is Lindy Lewis, and we're having a great conversation about, it's functional medicine. I'm sitting with Dr. Christina Rust, who is a doctor of functional medicine, and we were talking about stress in the last segment, and now we wanted to move into just gut, overall gut health, because Tina was saying that there's such talk about the stress that the gut actually needs to operate smoothly.
Yeah,
too.
So we now know over the last, you know, good 15, 20 years that we're really just a huge host to our gut biome. We have hundreds of different types of bacteria. We actually host viruses, funguses, even parasites in some cultures that help us support actually our own cellular health. So there are some bacteria that make vitamin B12, for instance. Our bacteria helps digest our food, break it down so that we have the nutrients for our cells. Food in general has significantly changed since our parents were kids. A lot of food was homegrown. We had gardens. And then everything became mass-produced, packaged, canned, processed, and with that came a lot of chemicals that were added, GMO foods, genetically modified, so that we had an increased in number of crops that we could produce per year. And all of that has impacted our gut health, and our gut microbiome. And so when I see people who have come in with, you know, digestive disorders, depression, stress, and even mental health disorders, we at functional medicine, we look at the gut as a source of dysfunction and dysbiosis. And we do that. We have a number of tests that we can run. We can do breath tests. We can do stool samples. We can even do blood tests now to look at DNA of your gut biome, which is pretty incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. And
then that helps you obviously discern whether it was genetic, whether you came into the world with it.
Exactly. Okay. Well, we are all predisposed to certain genetics, right? But that doesn't mean those genes need to be turned on all the time. So even though you may be predisposed to Hashimoto's thyroiditis is a perfect example, you don't necessarily have to present with that. So people can go through their whole lives with having the genetic marker and never get Hashimoto's. Other times people get a disease, an infection, and that causes their body to flare up. We have directly correlated that now with gluten intolerance, right? So the gluten protein of the non-GMO foods that we eat can get through the gut. And then your body, if you're genetically predisposed, identifies that protein as the same protein of your thyroid cell. So it starts attacking it, hence the autoimmune nature of a thyroid disorder.
Well, that is fascinating. How would one know? I have actually two questions here. One, I think, you know, as we age, we naturally lose the natural ability to break food down with the enzymes. And so that's something I'd like you to speak to, just like the enzymes and breaking that down. But how would one know if they have an unhealthy gut? Like how would... You know, how do we know? Like, I know with my own experience, I know as soon as I started to learn to breathe, basically, and unwind the mind, I was just a lot more regular, just a very basic thing. But I mean, I'm just curious how people out there just listening might know if they need to get that checked.
Right. Well, the first thing is how is your gut? Are you having daily bowel movements is what we refer to it as. Do you have cramping? Do you have bloating? Do you have heartburn? Do you have, discomfort after eating? You'd be surprised at how many people have one of those symptoms. Are you having diarrhea, constipation? It makes a huge impact on our health. And so those are some questions. But we also ask about depression and anxiety, right? So if your gut is unhealthy, again, this comes back to that stress. All those neurotransmitters that we need for our mental health will go down to the gut and start being utilized as that sole resource and being drained from our brain. So there's chronic infections also. Skin infections is a big one. So if you have food sensitivities and food allergies, they often present on the skin because your body is trying to tell you that you're sensitive to that particular food. And so psoriasis, eczema will often be specifically due to food allergies and food sensitivities. And we can test for those things.
Okay. So that's interesting. Someone, if you should be listening and you maybe even have then some sort of a skin irritation, it could really be something going on with your gut.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I remember, my daughter, when she was in high school, she had a lot of eczema and we did change her diet. Mm-hmm. And it helped, but it was a very strict, felt very strict coming from.
Well, and we don't keep people on strict diets all the time. Sometimes what happens is just like with any sort of flare up of your skin, once we identify what's causing the inflammation, we can do a gut mend protocol. So we can heal the gut, we can restore some good microbiome to it, give you specific probiotics that you may be deficient in. And so then to heal your gut. And often people can reintroduce certain foods back into their diet. Sometimes you're, lifetime of not eating peanuts, but other times we can reintroduce things back in so that you can have a better, healthy lifestyle.
You haven't address the enzyme, but I do have now. I have a probiotic question. This is what happens when we have a fun conversation on air. But the probiotics, I think a lot of people are like, oh, take probiotics. So people are just taking probiotics, but I actually think I heard you just say you can actually test for the sort that you need. Is that
absolutely?
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. So probiotics in general, it's a very healthy, wealthy market right now.
Yes.
We don't all need that. So, it's sort of like putting fertilizer on your grass if your grass is growing fine. But what if there's one area of your grass that's not growing fine, right? So do we just keep throwing the same fertilizer on it? Or do we go, hey, what's underneath that part of that grass? Mm-hmm. Like what's in the soil or what's lacking?
What's not in the soil?
Yeah, what's lacking in that area that's not growing? Is there not enough sunlight? Is there not enough, is there too much alkalinity in that area? Like, what's going on? And so that's how we approach the gut, right? So we try to identify specific things and treat specifically. We test, we don't guess. And that's one aspect of functional medicine I really appreciate.
And are those all just mostly blood? Well, I say, you've talked, there's saliva, there's blood, there's stool, there's probably urine. I mean,
there's breath. There's a lot of different types of tests. And depending on, how you're presenting, we make those choices.
It's really fun. I mean, it's really like a research. Every case is a research project for you, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like a detective a lot of the times. I think that's what keeps me going. And that's why I love it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fascinating. I mean, just you had me at hello, basically, when you said, let's find out the root. Like, what is it in my system that has kept me out of balance that I would, I've done very well balancing the system and living, 15 years with an autoimmune, but it's cycles.
Absolutely. Right? And it could be very well from any sort of food that you may have, had or too much of or too little of that caused just that little bit of inflammation that now aggravates your autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm. It's just such a fascinating thing. So tell us what should people should just to finish up the probiotics, should people just take probiotics? No, it's something is better than nothing or or you can't really recommend?
Yeah, I can't really recommend one probiotic in general, because what we do, the way I do it, is we'll do a Gutmen protocol, then we'll reintroduce. We often will reintroduce a probiotic that's a bloomed probiotic. It's kind of like blooming your yeast before you're going to make your bread, right? It's a lot more active in the gut. And then we do a slow uptake of that probiotic over about like a week. You do a full dose for a couple weeks, and then you actually go down off of it. And then all you should need to do really over time is just feed your garden or feed your gut every once in a while. So maybe once, twice a week.
Not just a steady stream of supplements. That's the thing that's kind of crazy making. It's like, like someone said you should take this, you start taking it, and then you just stick taking it every day. It's
a conditioning. If you're taking probiotics every day, then there's something still going on with your gut that they're not able to grow effectively in the environment. So you got to figure that one out.
Okay, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Really, such a wealth of knowledge, Tina. I really enjoy having you on. When we come back, we'll take a short break. And in that last bit, I'd love to get into a little bit of the mental health conversation and depression. I think right now I've heard it so much. You know, I teach yoga to a lot of people and in jail and students, and I'm hearing that it's really up for people right now. Of course, we're coming from off of a couple of very difficult years in general. But I mean, it sounds like maybe there's some things we can do aside from just holding the space for yourself to feel kind of sad or melancholy or whatever it is. But when we come back, we'll get into that in just a bit. So thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.
Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week, serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Ponderay. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
When it's time to change your windshield, you might think it's just glass and no big deal. Actually, it's a very big deal. Your windshield will protect you in an accident, and it's critical that it be installed properly to ensure your safety. At Specialty Auto Glass, their technicians are AGSC certified and will do it right. Call Specialty Auto Glass at 263-2600 and schedule your appointment today. They can even come to you with their mobile service. Specialty Auto Glass on Schweitzer Plaza Drive, just off Highway 95 in Ponderay.
I haven't really woken up until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Now buy one sausage McMuffin, sausage burrito, or hash brown and get another for a buck. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it. The what is mom waiting for deal is when she was just handed McDonald's at the drive-thru.
Thank you.
And still has the food. And still has the food. And still...
Mom!
And now everyone can start.
Now buy one McChicken, McDouble, or hot and spicy McChicken and get another for a buck. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Hi, this is Luke Amott, and I'm running for Sandpoint City Council. My family's roots are here in Sandpoint, and we have been here through boom and bust. Sandpoint is in the midst of a housing crisis, our infrastructure is well-loved, and businesses are struggling to find employees. There are local solutions to these challenges. For homegrown leadership and accountability, I am asking for your vote on November 2nd. Look for me on Facebook at Amott for Sandpoint, paid for by the committee to elect Luke Amott.
Jordan Sales and Service, home of the I Love My Tractor customer, has you covered this winter with a TYM enclosed cab tractor. Include your choice of TYM attachments. From snowblowers to snowblades, Jordan Sales has the right TYM tractor set up waiting for you. Take a look at their TYM inventory at jordansales.com. Then stop by and see them for yourself in Post Falls at 3200 West Celtis Way. And get one before you're snowed in. You can always check them out on Facebook, too. Jordan Sales and Service, your rural lifestyle dealer.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Oh, Hello, hello. All right, we are entering the last 10 minutes of this show. It goes so quick when you have such a wonderful guest. Thank you, Tina, for joining me again. I'm talking with Dr. Christina Rust, talking about functional medicine. Of course, I always interview somebody not only who has a purpose or a passion behind what they've learned to share with the world, but also just, you know, there's so many new ways of thinking out there. We were just speaking during the break that, you know, the Western standard, what do you call it? Standard?
Yeah, standard American medicine.
Standard American, or the old, I call it the Western thinking. It's really an awesome time in our world to be alive, especially in my case. I mean, you know, they used to tell people with MS to just go home, and we grew up with Dave Pogue, and
yeah,
go home, and
away.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. just there's not much you can do. But I mean, it's optimistic to think that there are so many things you can do, especially by addressing stress in the body. We've talked about the stress, moving some of that. We've talked about the biome and the gut health, mm-hmm. and there's another component that I want to just have Tina explore on, and this concept of keeping the mind healthy, and that's something I certainly address with, you know, my books and the ahas that I have written to try to keep the healthy thinking. Again, you are what you think you are, and I think we were talking where, you know, if there is the possibility that you are preconditioned or predisposed to have something, you mm-hmm. don't always have to just assume that's your story.
Very true. And, you know, you said you are what you think you are, and you also are what you eat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, people forget that. You know, we see those commercials every day on TV for foods that obviously we all know are not healthy for us. And it affects us. You know, are we getting enough vitamins? Are we getting enough nutrients? Do we have enough vitamin D? People are like, why am I supposed to be, you know, taking vitamin D? Why do I get seasonal affective disorder? And that goes along with just simply not having enough vitamin D. Vitamin D helps transport serotonin and melatonin across the blood-brain barrier. Hey, that's part
and
of
serotonin
its role.
Is the one that's is it serotonin or dopamine that's directly connected yeah. to depression?
Yeah, both serotonin both. And dopamine. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, those are your happy hormones. Those are the things that make you feel good and keep you feeling good, you know, which is why, again, I go back to when you're sick, all of those get depleted. They're not there. But if your body isn't making them in the first place, absorbing them in the first place, right, you're not going to have those things available. So, yeah, making sure that you're getting the nutrients, the vitamin B12s, the vitamin B6s. Interestingly enough, the way genetics can affect mental health is there is, like, for instance, a gene called the MTHFR gene. And if you are heterozygous, which means you have one gene, it interferes with your body's ability to use your B vitamins for your cellular metabolism.
To methylate.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that the word that
and
I
methylate,
hear about?
That's exactly the word. What
methylate
I have,
the vitamin
yeah,
D-B.
What we found is that people will use other substances to help methylate. Alcohol in particular. Sugar is the second one, especially sugar alcohols, because that helps methylate your B vitamins. And so they use alcohol.
Wow.
Right, to feel
good.
Do you
think the body actually sort of naturally goes to that? That's how smart the body is?
Yeah. So they have alcohol a little bit and it makes them feel great. Doesn't give them a headache, a hangover. And now all of a sudden they're drinking alcohol on a daily basis and not realizing how much it's starting to interfere with their mental health, right?
Interesting.
Yeah. So if we can identify those things and simply intervene by giving methylated B vitamins or helping support vitamin D, 95% of my patients that I test are low in vitamin D, extremely low. So we live above the 45th parallel. We do not have good direct sunlight, which helps synthesize vitamin D, and we have very poor sources of vitamin D in our food. So, yeah.
That is absolutely mm-hmm. imperative for MS. I do know that is that we are, since we are above the 45th parallel, that sunshine or the vitamin D is super critical. I take mm-hmm. about 10,000 a day.
Yeah. And even with mood disorders, people that have sort of like mild swings in moods where, you know, some days I feel really up, other days I feel really low. We have psychological diagnoses when those become extreme called bipolar. Mm-hmm. One of our interventions for that is to put people on higher doses of lithium salt. But you can be slightly deficient in lithium. And so we give small doses, so 5 milligram doses that help stabilize mood over time.
I really love that you actually address that because, you know, I do work with so many students and bipolar is really quite a common diagnosis. And I'm not just saying in our high school, but just all around. And it's a really big label to have at 15 to 25 years old.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
I'm hearing you say that maybe there is, it can be leveled without.
Yeah. So why are we deficient in lithium in the first place? And why are there higher levels of, or higher numbers of people diagnosed with bipolar? And it comes back to that nutrition. It comes back to that gut health. It comes back to those stress levels, you know, environmental toxins and exposures. Are we having things taking the place of lithium salts in the body, right? So that's not doing its job. We look at all of those things when we're working with folks. Again, we go back to root cause.
Is there a way to just take lithium? Is it a lithium salt? Is it a salt?
It's literally a lithium salt.
And that could help with some mood regularity.
Yep, you can get supplements. It doesn't have to be a prescription. Yep, a lot of those things will just sort of help just kind of stabilize.
Like
over
the vitamin
time.
D. Mm-hmm. It's just funny. In all of my years and again, diving into my own self-study with the MS in the body, but I've never heard of the lithium.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, that's kind of how I got involved in studying functional medicine was the whole vitamin D because I had a lot of patients who were also had thyroid disorder. And the source of a lot of that comes back to vitamin D. Vitamin D actually isn't a vitamin. It's a sterol in its structure, so it acts more like a hormone. And so we hear vitamin D and we go, whatever, it's just a vitamin. I don't think I really need to take that. But if you thought, I'm deficient in this hormone, I'm low in testosterone, or I'm low in thyroid, or I'm low in, you know, estrogen or progesterone, we put a lot more impact on that. And so people should see that as that's what its role is. And then it goes through a number of different structures. And within that, it has different functions. So it not only plays a role in our bone health, it plays a role in our mental health, like I said, by help transporting things over the blood-brain barrier. It actually activates immune cells in our immune system. So we've been telling people for prevention for COVID or recovery, increase your vitamin D level. Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
That is fantastic. Tina, you have just been an incredible wealth of knowledge for all of my guests or people listening to us, and then just for me personally. So thank you very much for your time today. We're coming to the end of our hour. If people want to work with you and they want to learn more about functional medicine, where are you? Tell us about how we can sign up to work with you or your team.
Yeah, we opened up an office here in Sandpoint. It is at 801 Pine Street. It's just across from
the paint bucket. There it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Right down the street from Dove's.
All the contractors out there know that. Right.
Yeah.
And Dove's, of course.
Yeah, we are accepting new patients. And if you'd like more information, you can also go to funmedidaho.com. I decided to partner with Functional Medicine of Idaho, who is out of Southern Idaho, Meridian, and Boise. They also have offices in Emmett and Haley and even in Reno, Nevada. And I did that because there are a number of providers within that group that have tons of experience. So I always tell my clients, if we can't figure out what's going on with you, I've got a lot of resources
at your fingertips.
Absolutely.
Tina, that is terrific. I appreciate it. I think it's been a really outstanding break. And if any of you are interested in connecting with Tina or myself, you can go to my website, Let Your Color Out Light, or actually just lindylewis.com. And you can also get my books there to help with any of the mind pieces that we're working through right now. Get yourself moving through all of the sort of the natural darkness that we're moving into. So help keep bright during that. Thank you so much for joining me. And is there any last takeaway besides take vitamin D and
be kind to yourself. Be
there
kind
it is.
To your neighbor.
Be kind to yourself. Good to yourself, good to others, right?
Stay close to your good friends that you grew up with. Thank you, Lindy.
Oh, this has been terrific. No, it's definitely been one of my favorite interviews. Thank you, Tina. Have a beautiful day, all of you out there in North Idaho.